personal coach and trusted attorney, Andrew Leed, who will help you get started in building your real estate empire. Grow your self-confidence, find your grit, and get the skills needed to dominate the real estate world. This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Leib.
We were just talking about all these people doing crazy businesses at home. They don't even know they're doing businesses at home. And everyone's just stressed out, Lauren. There's just stress. You know, when you're sitting at home for so long and you can't go out to interact with other people, it's boiling over. That's why we have these riots. And I know that's not why we don't have the marching. We have the marching because of terrible things, because of the Black Lives Matter stuff. And that does matter. But it's boiling over. People are rioting. People are misbehaving. People are doing at-home businesses. And I guess there's a sign of release coming. The governor announced that on June 29th, camps can open, and everyone's like, I can't wait to get rid of my kid. And like, seriously, I'm Morty, I don't know what you're doing. We have Morty Yankovich on the line, by the way. He's our employment counselor. He's going to answer some questions. But Morty, I don't know what you're doing. Lauren and I are freaking out. Should we send him to camp? Should we not send him to camp? Is he going to bring COVID back to the house? And I don't know how they plan on having my son six, having six-year-olds conform. Like, he wore a mask for what, 4 seconds?
Yeah, and then he put his hand over his face.
Yeah, my kids will not wear masks.
It's just crazy talk. So anyway, everyone's starting to open up. I just read that restaurants are going to have outdoor eating. Phase two's coming. And, you know, sometimes they say, when it seems too good to be true, it is. And so I was reading the rules to reopen. And if you read these rules, I had such a migraine when I was done. I called Morty. That's why Morty's on the line, my colleague at Liebe Law, because I said, Morty, you do policies. That's what an employment lawyer does. And what is this? 1, 2, 3, 4.
7 pages.
7 pages, New York suggestion.
Small print.
Small print. It's called the New York Forward Safety Plan Template by the Department of Health. And my favorite part, here's what I like, Morty. They go, you don't need to use this plan, but we suggest you use it. And by the way, you can always be inspected by the Department of Health or a local health or safety, and safety means zoning, like code enforcement, authority, and you better have a plan if they come to inspect you. And they're telling you, think about how onerous this is, a 7-page form, and I'm reading some of the things on here, Morty, and not only do you have to like have a policy, it's like you have to fully implement this thing. So let's talk cleaning to start with, Morty. What do you got to do with cleaning?
So you have to disinfect the workplace after every shift, if it's a restaurant or other businesses where you have different shifts throughout the day. If it's an office where people are working 9 to 5, after people go home, you have to disinfect the workplace, and you have to keep a log of all the times that you cleaned, what specifically you did, and you have to keep that on file.
So just to be clear, disinfecting an office building can be quite expensive. Like, how often do we normally get our properties clean, Lauren?
Once a week, and that's an expensive cost to do a whole building.
And if we're going to ask the cleaning company to create a log for us now, they're probably going to charge you log fees. That's what these people do. You say,
right,
I want you to do the mirror, the price goes up. So you got to keep a log, and you got to keep cleaning. It sounds like maybe we should just have all the attorneys in our law firm start getting on scrubbing the floor at the end of the day.
No, Andrew, no.
Well, you're very good at it. Morty makes a toilet pearly white if you need that. So it's true. He knows how to use the scrubbing bubbles. That's the key formula. People use Lysol. You need scrubbing bubbles if you want the toilet to be. People don't know this. So Morty, beyond that, there's some other crazy talk I'm reading here. There's a mandatory health screening assessment. Can you tell me about that?
Yes. So what it says is any time an employee or visitor enters the workspace, you have to first question them as to their contact with people that might have had COVID over the past 14 days, whether they are symptomatic, whether they traveled. And this is before entering the workplace. And it says that it could be an oral questionnaire, but I would highly recommend that you have some form of documentation, because you said at the top, Andrew, that this is that it's not, you don't have to submit this form, but the Department of Health can request it at any time. So what do you think is going to happen, Andrew, if when somebody contracts COVID?
They're going to blame you, Morty. They're going to blame you, and they're going to be
probably,
like, you didn't check anything.
Yes.
You know, you always
correct. If I don't comply with this, yes, they are. They're going to sue me. But also, according to this plan, you have to contact the Department of Health any time an employee or a visitor in the workplace contracts COVID. And what do you think the first thing they're going to ask you for, Andrew, is?
My log to prove that I'm doing all this.
Your log, your plan, exactly.
Well,
and doubling down on that, they can contact OSHA, and you could get $10,000 fines per violation. That adds up really quickly.
Morty, I don't know if you saw, you're saying the 10,000 fines. There was this bar in Patchogue called Doubling Deck, and Dublin, I can't say it right, I call it doubling, you know, whatever. Dublin Deck, and they were floating the rules, and they were having bar parties. We know, actually, Lauren and I talk about a bunch of bars we know that are doing bar parties.
I'm not going to call them out right now.
I'm not going to, yes, I am.
Andrew.
So here's the thing. They're being like, it's curbside pickup, but you can sit at the stool at the bar and drink it. So,
and we have our curbside people bring it to you.
So
yeah, and I'm assuming those chairs are in 6 feet apart.
Morty, there was an article from on Newsday that I read that said this Dublin Deck, the state liquor authority, has charged them, I think, for 10 different violations. I might be wrong. And they could lose their liquor license, because once you float these laws and these rules, the government's going to come down on you. So it's beyond the $10,000 fine. You can lose your licensing to do business if you don't play by the rules. So let's play more by the rules. I want to go more by the rules, because it's not only that you have to do these health screening, and it's not only you have to report if there's an issue with a COVID outbreak, but you also have to have a log of every person, Morty, including workers and visitors, for the contract tracing. So what are you going to do? Everyone that walks in, you're going to make them give you like a thumbprint, like we're going to do it like we're fingerprinting people? Like, how does this work?
Look, you have to have somebody who's like, I wouldn't let visitors or employees use the same pen. I would have somebody like a compliance manager designated to sign everybody in and to certify that they got the that they took the questionnaire. And if they're symptomatic, you know, you send them home. But this should all be documented, because, like I said, the first thing they're going to ask you, the Department of Health, when they become aware that someone had COVID, they're going to ask you for these plans.
And Morty, so beyond that, forgetting the Department of Health for a second, if you have an outbreak and you don't comply with these rules, forgetting the Department of Health,
you're getting sued.
State Liquor Authority, forgetting the lawsuit, there's going to be a terrible article about you. And I got to tell you, like, there's COVID's not gone. I have a friend of mine who said, do you want to come over and have some beers? And I said, I don't want to die. And he said back to me, well, the rioters are all going out and doing it. All I can tell you is that in Florida, the infection rate's going up because they've not been doing social distancing. So when the PR problem you're going to have as a business, when you are not compliant, it's off the charts. I want to talk about this tape and sign rules. Tell me about this one.
So you have to have markers to maintain social distancing. So, for example, when someone walks into an office, you should have tape 6 feet away from the receptionist to maintain social distancing. When they go to a conference room, you should have the chairs 6 feet apart, have, you know, stickers on the chairs where people should sit. You should have signage in the workplace reminding people about hygiene, about using PPE, about hand sanitizer. You might want to have something in the bathroom over the sink that has the lyrics to a song where somebody, you know,
happy birthday to you.
or if you want them to do a longer
100 bottles
of beer on the wall, and, you know, then wash your hands until you finish singing the lyrics. But don't record them, Andrew. That could be a felony.
So it sounds to me that the economy is really in trouble right now, because the really smart businesses that have a lot of the money to support this are going to be the ones that prevail, because I'm hearing that you're going to need to allocate a huge amount of budget for cleaning.
Lauren, you have to, as an employer, it says that you have to give all the PPE, the protective equipment, to all your staff. And Nassau County is doing something cool, but I'm not seeing everywhere else. Tell me about Nassau County.
Nassau County has, I think, the first X thousand, I don't know, maybe it's 2,000 businesses that make under $3 million a year that have under 20 employees can get PPE for free.
For free. So why aren't all the other counties doing this? I've already been paying for PPE, and you can't even get it no matter how much
it's
you pay.
It's so hard to even
find it. It's a full-time job to search for this stuff. So Morty, not only that, but you need to have signage around about all of these things. And it sounds to me that this is like a full-time job. Or how is a restaurant going to do this? How is a marina going to do this? How is a construction company or a storage facility going to do this?
How is a nail salon going to do this?
Well, Lauren, and they give you a massage on the back before you leave.
Happening.
Okay, come on. There was one place, so I want to call out some place that did something good, because one of my favorite restaurants around here is Salsa Salsa. We just had these phenomenal burritos from them, Morty. And you know what I was so impressed about? We go there, and they have a garage door that opens up, and they had a table, because it says you have to be 6 feet, but how are you supposed to get your takeaway? How do you get your takeaway bag if it's 6 feet? But they had a table as a barrier, and they left your food on the table, and you just took it. and when you left, which I thought was pretty cool. But back to the beginning is we want everyone to be able to open up. And I can't wait to open up. I just don't want to get COVID while I'm opening up. But when we open up, you have to have a plan. That's what I'm getting, because it's required. You need a safety plan. But it's not just you need a safety plan, like someone to write a plan and just tuck it in a drawer. You have to implement the plan, first of all, as putting out these signs, having the PPE, having all the markings.
And key also, you want to make sure it's implemented uniformly. So you
regularly.
Don't get caught with, and but you also don't want to get caught with a discrimination lawsuit that you're treating Asians or older employees different than you are the rest of the staff.
And you also need to have logs of everything you did. So I got to tell you that if you're thinking about opening your business, don't just open. Go and speak to someone if you don't know how to do this. Research it yourself if you could do it. But get a compliance. Get an employment attorney. Get someone to help you out while you're doing this thing, because it's so imperative that you do this right. The fines, the ramifications are off the charts. They could put you out of business. So, Morty, here's the thing.
Yeah, you'll be closed for a lot longer than these past 3 months.
Here's the thing. You're going to be closed for a lot longer, just like you're saying. But what we need to stress and get out there is that there are rules. And if you don't like rules, our next segment's going to be talking about how you can sue to change the rules. I'm not against suing to change the rules. You just shouldn't riot to change the rules. I got my man, Nick Watt, coming on next, and he's sued for strip clubs. He's changing the rules for the strip clubs. He's saving the tatas. That's what we like to say. And if you want to learn about things like that, all you have to do is on any social media, go to @listentolieb, and you could find all this information out about us. And you should go on Spotify, on Apple. You should go on there and you should be reserving to download these podcasts. This segment has been brought to you by the Bryn Elliott team of Douglas Elliman Real Estate.
Have you ever dreamed of owning a rental property, flipping a home, opening a successful business? This is Real Estate Investing with Andrew Lee.